Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Come to the end of the first hour here on this Friday afternoon, September the 30th. That means, speaking of blogs, it's time for us to name our picks for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Now, if you have a blog you'd like us to read it, you need to put the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. That's found at the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Then, once you have the widget at your blog, let us know where your blog is. Talk back at issuesetc.org, and then we'll start reading it, and we'll consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. And Jeff's pick is first.
My pick this week is a blog called Half a Dozen in a Parsonage. It's by the Palmer family. It's a blog post titled Right Diagnosis. I recently read an article in World Magazine entitled It's Not About the Dream. In the article, Phil Vischer, creator of VeggieTales, discusses what he views as the problem with the VeggieTales movies. In doing so, I think he also diagnoses what is wrong with many American churches. And this is a quote from the creator of VeggieTales. I look back at the previous 10 years and realize I had spent 10 years trying to convince kids to behave Christianly without actually teaching them Christianity. And that was a pretty serious conviction. You can say, hey kids, be more forgiving because the Bible says so, or hey kids, be more kind because the Bible says so, but that isn't Christianity, it's morality. He goes on to discuss what he refers to as the American Christian ideal. We're drinking, it's a quote again, we're drinking a cocktail that's a mix of the Protestant work ethic, the American dream, and the gospel. And we've intertwined them so completely that we can't tell them apart anymore. Our gospel has become a gospel of following your dreams and being good, so God will make all your dreams come true. It's the Oprah God. And this blogger concludes, in the first quote, he gets it exactly right as to what is going on in so many churches. They teach you how you are supposed to act, but they don't give you the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. In the second quote, he gets it right by saying that the gospel that is often presented is not the pure gospel. I am not sure how he defines the gospel, so I will comment that the gospel is specifically Christ for you for the forgiveness of sins. That is what is missing in so many churches, and that is what the church is here to offer to a sinful and dying world. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Half a Dozen in a Parsonage.
Mine actually, Jeff and I do not coordinate our picks at all, but mine happens to follow along exactly those same lines. I mentioned before that I like to pick blog posts that have quotes from dead theologians in them. I think the dead theologians also often speak the best. This one comes from a blog called We Are All Beggars. It's Pastor Anthony, I'm going to butcher his name. It's Vol Tatorni. I did butcher your name. I'm very sorry. He says he's a husband, a father, a Lutheran pastor, and a Jedi Knight, by the way. He has a quote from C.F.W. Walther from God Granted, a great book of Walther's devotionals. He starts out by saying a Christian knows it's not good morals or being nice which makes one a Christian. It's not prayer, a feeling of peace, or membership in a congregation. Rather, a Christian is one who has been reconciled and redeemed by the blood of the cross. And then he quotes C.F.W. Walther. Converted Christians are not those who no longer sin. On the contrary, there are those who recognize themselves as sinners and who find God's grace and forgiveness through their Savior, the Shepherd, Jesus Christ. They do not need to possess great knowledge or a strong heroic faith. All they need is to recognize that Jesus is their Redeemer and that they must rely on Him alone. In heavenly things they listen neither to the wisdom of this world nor to their own reason, but only to the voice of Jesus, their Good Shepherd. As the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice, and they do not know the voice of strangers, quoting John chapter 10. They are the ones who walk with Him on the road of suffering, but they enjoy already on earth a blessed peace the world cannot give. That's my pick for blog of the week this week. We Are All Beggars. You'll find both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website, issuesetc.org. In hour two of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, there's a new report out from the Hartford Institute for Religious Research called The Decade of Change in American Congregations, 2000 to 2010. What have we discovered? We've discovered that the average, in fact, the vast majority of Christian congregations are really small, very small. That megachurches only make up 0.5% of all congregations in America. And that whether it's a big congregation or a little congregation, both are growing smaller, both are struggling more financially. In fact, the health of congregations in America is a cause for serious concern. We'll not only talk to Dr. David Rusin about that, he's the author of that study, A Decade of Change in American Congregations, but a little bit later, Pastor Hal Sinkbile will join us for some analysis, some pastoral analysis of those things. Then, Jerome will be the topic of our conversation on this Friday afternoon in the last half hour of the program with Dr. Carl Beckwith of Beeson Divinity School. He's not only a Bible translator, he's also a scholar in general, a theologian, a combater of heresy. We'll talk about that 4th and 5th century translator of Scripture, Jerome, in the last half hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, hour 2 in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.